Because anger and greed are blocker of all good stuff in your spirit. Why? We told you, these two are the base of animal culture. Yes.
That clairvoyance accompanies me just now. Unless you tell that which it is your duty to tell, I will sever your neck with this shmitar. Evasion will not avail you at all. And if you tell the truth, I will set you free. I will not violate the duty I owe to God.
You see,
I will make you glad.
He is a king. He doesn't want to do something bad. So here, at the end of the conversation, all those that I will kill you, I will do this and that and that, at the end of the day. But if you're honest, I will make you free. So be honest. Yes?
And at the same moment, he placed 7 Qurans, one on top of another, and swore an oath, and thus confirmed his promise.
Mm-hmm. So he said, I swear to these holy books that I will let you go if you tell me the truth. Yes.
How the girl disclosed the secret to the caliph in fear of a blow of the sword, and how she was forced by the caliph, give a true account of the cause of your laughter, or else I will kill you. When the woman became helpless, she related what had happened to the manliness of that Rustam, who was a son of 100 Zal. She described to the caliph, point by point, the bride chamber that was on the route, his killing the lion, and returning to the tent with the penis erect like the horn of a rhinoceros. And again, the weakness of this striver for honor, which dropped dead because of the rustling sounds of a mouse. God is ever making the hidden things manifest. Since they will grow up, do not sow bad seed.
Translation, please. See? It's very sharp and very cleverly made. It says, listen, the secrets will be open. By what? The word is not God, it's Hap. Do you remember Hap? Hap. The combination of right, expectancy, retribution, true, truth, just, justice, real God, all together. Means that highest level of the goodness we could think of, right? So, he will make your secret to be open to public. Like what? Agriculture. You put something in the earth and the trees will come and you have the tree, right? Is it a trick? Is it a magic? Well, it's normal. This is the nature. This is how everything works. So you should understand that whatever seed you implant will grow. Don't implant the negative ones. That's simple. Because let's go back to the animal, the tricky animal. What is the main trick of this animal? Nobody knows what I'm thinking. That's a trick, isn't it? That's why cheating and lying is the base of living creatures' communication. Is there any honesty in the animals or in plants? No. They live with cheating. I told you, the most beautiful cheating is flower. Flower is cheating. making a pimp to have sex with the other tree, to make that insect like work like a pimp, right? And they work with it. Here we say, we are one step forward. We know that whatever you do, there are outcomes, consequence. I do one stuff, the consequence is the chain of the consequences that are happening over there. And I shouldn't say I don't care, because it will grow, it will come to the open, it will be visible. Yes?
Rain and clouds and fire and this sun are ever bringing up the hidden things from the earth. This new springtime, after the fall of the leaves, is a proof of the existence of the resurrection.
Yeah, it's giving you a very good example of one simple stuff, which is the function of the existence, this universe we are living in. Yes, here starts that. Okay, in the spring, everybody will observe what is down there, is hidden down there, because they grow up and they come out. Yes?
In spring, the secrets are revealed. Whatever this earth has eaten is exposed to view. It shoots up from her mouth and lips in order that she may bring to light her hidden mind and way.
Means what? Honestly, means what? It shoots up from her mouth and lips in order that she may bring to light her hidden mind and way. It's very simple. The first part is good, yes. It jumps from the mouth of the earth. What's happening? To declare what is the hidden personality over there and the religion, the path. Means whatever you have inside will come out. Yes, you think that inside me, oh, consciously or I don't know, subconscious, unconscious, whatever you call it, I think like that. He said, all of that, you think that it's hidden, it will come out. The other people will see it, will talk about it, and it will be out. Yes?
The secret of the root of every tree and its nutriment, the whole of that is plainly shown forth on its top. Mm-hmm. Every sorrow whereby you are sore in heart is the headache arising from the wine that you have drunk. Mm-hmm. But how should you know from which wine that headache has arisen manifest?
Yeah. Why do you have this headache? Is this because of the wine or that shot that at the end you had vodka? Which one is it? You don't know. You don't really know, and you don't want to know that it's your fault that you're having a headache. You sit down and you say, ah, I believe that wine was not good. Maybe I should have had a little bit more. Maybe this, maybe that. Oh, no. You're drunk, now you have a headache. Accept the consequence, because consequence is the way that this universe is working with us. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yes.
This crop sickness is the blossom of that seed. He that is sagacious and wise will recognize it. The bough and its blossoms do not resemble the seed. How should semen resemble the body of a man?
Exactly. It says, and when I'm talking about the consequence, don't try to simplify it. It's more complicated, because when you're looking at the sperm or an ovule, do you see a grown-up human being? No. Yes.
The matter does not resemble the product. When did the seed resemble the tree? Semen is of bread. How should it be like bread? Man comes from semen. How should he be like it? The genie is from fire. How should he resemble fire? The cloud is from vapor, but it is not like vapor. Jesus was produced from the breath of Gabriel. When was he like him in form or comparable? Adam is of earth. How should he resemble earth? No great resembles divine.
Yeah, look around. Everything is changing, becoming something else. When you plant a tree, nothing looks like the fruit that later you will have. This will become that. So don't think that, okay, whatever I do will be the same and so on. It will grow. The consequence could be very complicated. So think about it. Yes.
How should robbery look like the foot of the gallows? How should piety be like the everlasting abode? No origin resembles its product. Therefore, you cannot know the origin of pain and headache. But this punishment is not without an origin. How should hot inflict pain without any sin?
Yeah, here the word was not hot. It's about hot. That's a trick. Yeah, the word was God.
That which is the origin and bringer on of that thing, if it does not resemble it, still it originates from it.
Aha. Whatever you do, there are some other happenings that will happen and it doesn't resemble to what you did. What is the outcome of that? Because could you ever know all the outcome of whatever you do? Impossible. Yes.
Know then that your pain is the result of some lapse. This woe with which you are stricken arises from some lust. If you cannot discern that sin by means of consideration, at once make humble entreaty and seek pardon.
Translation. What does it mean? He is bringing the main subject that whatever you do has a chain of consequences. And with doing this, you cannot understand or imagine or predict all those stuff. So it's complicated like this and blah, 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 blah. Then what? Wait a minute here. You should do something about this stuff that you don't know. When something bad happens to you, you should, if you could, to discover what did you do wrong for this to happen to you. Right? But as I explained, it's not easy. It's not possible. Normally, you cannot do that. So what? So let go of this subject we are talking about because we don't understand it. Do you remember why I'm talking? I'm talking because you said you are interested to improve yourself. You are in the path of that improvement, right? Aha. You don't know the cause. But you should realize that you have done something wrong. So, return back. Repentance is necessary over there. For what? For you to change, to understand, okay, I don't know what did I do wrong, but I did something wrong. I want to improve it. Is it positive or negative? Is there anything wrong with that? Nope.